heart driven by the finer things. I see more than materials and wealth. What have you got to give to me? What I don't already give myself. You are driven by the...
Hello, welcome to a brand new episode of Illuminate Disclaimer. My name is Sydney. Nice to meet you. And while we're introducing each other, I just want to say that I hope you're finding beautiful new ways to illuminate your own path. Now today I wanted to talk about something that's very important, which we fail to overlook most of the time, which is completely understandable. We live in a world where there's so much things being thrown at us in more than one aspect and dimension. We fail to look at what we have done. We fail to look at what our potential is sometimes, and we start to procrastinate because sometimes we lose our self-worth as a result. So I wanted to talk about a way which can help you align yourself and actually make you realize that you have done a lot with your life, that you have a list of achievements behind you, and that you are destined for a lot more. Now, it was about a month ago when I spoke to somebody about this, and they said that we always focus on to-do lists. You know, we have to do this, we have to do that, we have to do that. But what do we do once we've completed a to-do list? We look for the next things to do, we cross them off the list, and we don't really pay attention to these things. Fair enough, we have a initial, you know, look at everything and we say to ourselves, okay, that's done, good. Then we start to look for the next thing. But what about if we flipped it and we focused more on what we have done? Not just with the to-do list, but prior to the to-do list. Oh, sorry, prior to the to-do list. Can't get my words out. So this is when I'm going to introduce the next thing I'm speaking about. And I would recommend that all of you try this, because you might get a lot of results, not just in terms of productivity, but in realization that you are actually doing a lot and you are very, very worthy of achieving your goals and your desires. Now, I introduce to you the Ta-Da list. Now, the Ta-Da list is basically, it's kind of spelled like this, like Ta-Da. And this list basically enables you to actually dig deep and do some introspection. Now, with this introspection, you look at all the good things and positive things that you've done to improve your health, well-being, and also other people's well-being as a result. Now, I was thinking about this, and I thought to myself, okay, what have I done over the last week which made me realize that I'm doing well? And it's only when you start thinking about the little minute details that are productive, you start to realize that, wow, I have got an impressive Ta-Da list. For example, waking up in the morning and actually actively deciding to get out of your bed, that's something you should pat yourself on the back for. That shows that you are ready to take on the day. No matter what's happening, you are putting it on yourself to make sure that you improve your life, you go towards completing some tasks. So that's the first thing that you can write on your Ta-Da list. The second thing you can write is, I'm not too sure, going to the shop, running some errands, fixing something in the house, cleaning, meeting a friend, returning a message or a phone conversation. All these little things can be put on your Ta-Da list, because essentially these are things which are progressive and pushing you towards your greater self. Now, if you want to think more about what you have done, this is the perfect time to do so. Have you had any qualifications that you've completed within the last 12 months, for example? Have you started a new job? Have you applied for jobs? Have you got a new vehicle? Have you moved place? Have you told family you love them? Have you helped a stranger in the street? Have you said something really nice to people and got some good feedback back? Have you got some constructive criticism back and learned from it and grown? All these little things are things which are very progressive and pushing you towards your greater goal. So because they're pushing you in your greater goal, they deserve to go on your Ta-Da list. So my gift for you after this episode is this. What 10 things can you put on your Ta-Da list? What things have you noticed throughout the past year, what you can do to actually show people and yourself that you are very worthwhile? Sometimes we look at people and we see them at the top, and you fail to notice everything that this person had to do to get to that stage that they're at today. And having a to-do list actually enables you to see where your steps are and how close you are to hitting your goal. And with a to-do list, you can actually read it and actually appreciate the steps of progression that you've made so far. And you can combine that with other documentations and papers and journals to actually get more aligned and in tune to your chosen reality, to your highest desires, to the person who you truly deserve to be. Thank you very much. This is a new episode of Illuminated Disclaimer with your host, Sydney. I hope you have a wonderful evening or morning wherever you are. And please like and subscribe and share to other people as well. And until the next episode, I hope you all find beautiful ways to add illumination to your life.